Hey David.
Hey Lisa.
Did you enjoy the unofficial Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Garbo movie?
The secret of the toxic ooze. Yeah.
Secret of the body in a barrel?
Yeah, bodies in a barrel, hey?
Bodies in a barrel,
wasn't
yeah.
there a thing about a person with a body in a barrel
yes,
at one
was.
Point?
Yes, there was.
Okay, let's not go into that because that sounds
sad.
That's
a bit sad. That's a true story. yeah, so this is Scriptical. Like I said, David, Lisa, we introduced ourselves.
Yeah, I'm. If you didn't know, I'm David.
He's Lisa.
No, I'm not. No.
I'm David.
Oh, I'm David.
I'm
David.
I'm Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
This is Scriptical.
It's good to meet you.
Oh, I love meeting you too. This is the episode where we watched Men at Work.
Do 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 do.
The 1990 American film. Not based on that at all.
No, I think that song was out before this.
Yes. Now let me ask, was this the first watch for you?
I think it was.
Yeah,
I thought I'd seen this movie before.
I thought you had too, but...
But I think I saw a movie that was very similar to this in some way, and it wasn't this.
I don't think I've seen this movie in my adult life, so...
Really?
Yeah. But I have to say...
But
I
you fucking were quoting it.
I know.
You know it so well.
I probably watched it a lot when I was younger.
Yeah, but you know it really well, so...
I had Charlie Sheen in it, and I was hard up for Charlie Sheen as a kid.
Hard up for Charlie
as
Sheen.
As a teen, I would say.
Woo!
Yeah, I love Charlie Sheen. I watched a lot of his movies.
Mm-hmm.
Wraith.
Yes, I know Wraith.
And many more.
I know Wraith very well.
You like the way I avoided thinking of any other movie because I couldn't.
Major League.
Young Guns.
Young Guns.
Yeah, I didn't really know him in Major League.
Oh, really?
I only know sporting comedies.
So, I know, the queen of sporting comedies didn't know the sporting comedy
no,
movie.
I came about that.
Came
that
about sporting comedies
later
much later.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen, for me, is Hot Shots. Hot Shots 2. Major League. That's like the Charlie Sheen Pentaverate? No.
Yeah.
Triaverate.
Not even Loaded Weapon? Got any smaller?
No, because he wasn't really in that. He's
yeah.
just, he's, well, I mean, it's one of Emilio!
Yeah,
the Mighty Ducks man, I swear to God. You know
yeah.
that guy.
Yeah.
I know that one. Like, I know him from Loaded Weapon.
Yeah.
And Mighty Ducks, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, like,
mm-hmm.
Maximum Overdrive?
Yeah.
It's not a very good movie.
No.
Not very good at all. But, like, the thing is that they were, the two of them, this is, okay, would you call this a comedy?
Yes.
Okay. Because I didn't know this, I mean, it was a comedy, but I didn't really think of it as a comedy until, like, I thought it was a different movie. I have no idea what movie I thought it was.
No, I don't think you did either.
I think there's another movie where there's two guys who are, like, garbage men or something, right?
Possibly.
And I think I thought it was that movie. And
right.
I think I mixed the two of them up.
That's okay.
Because the golf clap thing happens once.
Yes.
And I thought it happened more than once.
No, it's just the once. Okay. And there's not a lot of movies with the two of them together.
No.
So,
no, it wasn't those two. I think I got confused
together.
For another movie.
Mm.
Anyway, yes.
The cast?
Or
the star?
I feel like the star for this movie.
Yeah?
The staff is what I want to hear first.
Okay, cool.
All right,
so we got Charlie Sheen, obviously. I know, did not see that coming. And Emilio Estevez, his brother.
Yep. Okay.
Leslie Hope.
Yeah, that's the girl.
Yep. Keith David.
Yep, that's the guy who's the army
yep,
dude.
Yep, the guy who's watching them. Dean
yep.
Cameron. Dang. Cameron Dye. John Putch.
Yep.
John
He's the
Getz.
Bad guy.
I bet he gets.
Oh, John Getz is the bad guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hank Walensky. Jeffrey Blake. Someone we went to school with.
The guy at our school, his name was Jeffrey Blake.
Well, we called him Jeff
Blake.
The spelling was the same as well.
And I think he used to go by Jeffrey Blake every so often.
Yeah.
In fact, I think...
It was Goff Blake.
Jeffrey, because there's the whole Jeffrey thing, right, which some people do the two Fs and then E,
mm-hmm.
and some people do the two Fs and then the R.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he was, I don't know which one he was, but he used to really get upset if you wrote his name wrong.
Maybe his parents should have given him an easier name.
Yeah.
We've got Troy Evans, we've got Kari Whitman, and we've got Cy Richardson, Tommy Hinckley, and Daryl Larson.
Mm.
And there was many more, but they were like random, so
many.
I didn't bother.
And
so
many, many more.
We edit. So budget and box office. Got
yep.
it here in the old brain. Didn't
okay.
write it down, but I got it here in the brain.
Yes. You ready?
Budget was $9 million. Are you ready? Don't ask me if I'm
ready.
I'm
ready.
Ready.
I'm super ready for a budget of $9 million.
Yeah, tell me the box
office. With the two brothers.
Yeah. 1990, peak, Estevez.
$25 million.
No, a bit too much. You were very generous. But it was 19.6.
I was going to say 20 and then I said 25.
Mm.
Damn, that was so close.
Yeah, so
all right.
It broke double, which is good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People know this movie.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not, you know.
Yeah.
It's not something made by Michael Davis. Yeah. So.
And I only have one bit of trivia for this movie.
Yes.
That apparently the Japanese Garbage Collectors Union demanded that this film be banned in Japan.
Yeah.
Because it portrayed them in a bad light. It didn't make them look good. Therefore, let's ban this movie. And yeah, I thought that was quite funny.
I actually have a piece of trivia for this movie.
Yeah.
So you know the radio guy at the start and the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's an actual proper radio DJ.
Right.
Who he gets credited as narration.
Yes.
But he actually is a radio guy from Los Angeles who had a show at the time. Although he is apparently credited with being one of the first guys to do love song dedications.
Right.
Which was like not just after this movie or around this time of this movie.
Yeah. But
early 90s.
Right.
So, yeah, there's some trivia for you.
Oh, thank you. How the fuck did you find that?
Well, because I was looking up one of the characters because the big bad guy, I swear he sounds like Troy McClure.
Yeah.
Right. So I was like, I think I just knew his name and I'm like, I know his name from something, but I need to know what he was from. And then I didn't know what he was from, but the Troy McClure bit kind of happened.
Yeah.
Like the radio guy put it happened because I looked it up and it was like, comes up as narration, and then I clicked on him and it actually came up on the Wikipedia and it's like doing his whole life about, you know, started in the 80s and stuff, and he was like, at the time of this, he was like one of the DJs in Los Angeles, and I was like, oh, so they're actually, because this is Los Angeles.
Makes sense that they would have picked an actual DJ to do a DJ's role, but you know, never know nowadays.
But they could have just got a guy just to pretend to be a DJ, but he was famous. Yeah. Like he's still on radio now.
Oh, of course, I'm sure he is. But yeah, for us in Australia, no clue.
He's not on with Jonesy and Amanda.
It's only for American. It's like when we heard Koshy as a reporter in our version of Monsters vs. Aliens.
That was so stupid.
We're like, ooh, Koshy, and they're like, was that really worth it?
It's not worth it. No. It's so not worth
it. But I appreciate them trying to accommodate other countries and other countries' so-called celebrities. Anyway, we digress. All right, so starting this movie, very first what if I had?
Yep.
Stop looking at my notes or I'm going to slap you up to the head.
Oh, I haven't done one of them in a while.
I know, I will do it.
I'm looking toward, okay, just to let you guys know, I have a pillow on my lap to try and stop the echo.
Don't.
Now, the reason why I'm looking at you is because I can't turn towards you and my head won't turn any further.
You don't need to turn. How does your head not turn any further?
Oh, it does actually. But I kind of don't want to strain my neck, so.
I started to rethink about this podcast thing with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wasn't going to mention the soundproofing that we're doing, the technical.
I like to be open and honest with people and tell them, you know, what we're doing.
It's a mystery. It's sexy.
Okay. All right.
It's the mystery of
let's
podcasting.
Let's do a love song dedication to them.
Yes. Shut up your face. Yes. So my first, it's funny because my first what if was based on the music at the start of this movie.
Yep.
I'm going to slap you. I really, it's starting to irritate me. Is the music. And I said, what if this music caused the movie to be recast with the Garbos from Commando?
It does feel like that. I saw.
I don't know who the music person was for this real film, but I swear to God, I reckon he had some sort of influence from watching Commando recently.
Probably, I wonder if it's the same guy.
Would not surprise me.
Could be. I can't remember who does the Commando music.
Yeah.
I just saw Emilio and went, what if the Mighty Ducks just turned up?
Yes, swear to God.
And then there's garbage people in it, like garbage men, and then they kind of have a thing with garbage as well. So I'm like, Mighty Ducks just kind of rollerblading around in Los Angeles. Anyway.
Reverse the roles of what if he turned up to teach the Mighty Ducks or District 5? Is it District 5?
Yes, District 5.
I almost got it wrong. And he drives out there with a garbage truck on the ice. I mean, that would be dangerous. I don't think it would hold the car.
So anyway. There's actually a scene before he wakes up. There's a scene with the garbage guy and the bat and the guy who's running his mare.
Yeah, which is the first scene. Thank you.
I know, but you jumped to the second scene.
No, I didn't. The music was the very first scene.
Oh, sorry.
Before the scene.
I thought the music was when Emilio
was
there.
It's written before that.
I thought
that means that came before that.
Okay, I thought you're doing the Emilio set.
Someone who's looking at my notes, he's not really.
I can't read them from here.
No.
Okay, so we see them dumping off the coast, yep. and we know it's Long Beach because it says on the back of the boat, or yep. the boat's from Long Beach.
Yeah.
And I said, what if the councillor guy, whatever your name is,
mm-hmm, the mayor?
Yeah. What if he just walked away and didn't try and antagonise the guy?
Yes.
I know he's recording him.
Yes.
But he could say it in a different way.
Yes, that's what I said. I said, what if the dumbass mayor played it more along with the plan whilst recording them? Because he flags him as,
yeah,
I'm going to dob on you.
I'm going to dob on you.
Yeah, all of a sudden, mayor's not playing along anymore. So he's
flagged. I thought you wanted us to play ball.
Yeah. Did I just fart? So, yeah, if he just went along with the plan going, how much longer have we got to go? Okay, good. And then this is done. Okay, good. It was good doing business with you. And go over the plan a little bit. Like, you know, there's ways if he could have done it, but he mm-hmm. didn't. Not that he was concerned. He wasn't following him or tailing him or anything.
No, he's not concerned, actually.
No.
Because he actually said, do you want us to go after him? He's like, no, we'll work it out later.
Yeah.
But
it does flag him as
it does a flag problem. That he is a problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If he and then the tape he could have given to the police anonymously.
Yeah.
I know it's got his voice on it.
It's got his voice on it.
He could have just simply cut the section where he admits to, you know, we've just got two more loads to dump in the ocean.
Yeah.
And we're good. So, yeah, he could have done that. There's a way of doing it where he could have saved himself or at least made it less obvious that it was him.
Yeah. Yeah, he could have asked a more creative question to make the guy say,
yeah,
well, we're dumping these barrels wherever it is.
Yeah.
Just so that, you know.
Yeah.
And then they say, this is this guy's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a bit better.
Yeah, there's ways of doing it. I'm pretty shifty, so that's why I think of these things.
Cool.
The next scene is Emilio waking up
on the beach. Yeah. Yep.
I don't have anything for that.
Okay, so in this movie, especially these first two scenes that have Emilio and Charlie Sheen, I think I said to you at the time, I can only ever think of Emilio Estevez as Loaded Weapon.
Loogie.
Yep. Colt.
Colt.
He's Colt.
Colt and Loogie, sorry.
Yeah. Colton Luger. I can only ever think of him as that mm-hmm. and Charlie Sheen as Hot Shots, right?
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
And especially the in this comedy, movie.
These two blokes, sorry, they are very good at what they do and being funny.
But the way, you know, even the facial expressions they do.
Yep.
So when he pops his head up,
yep.
Oh, when he's laying on the beach, he pops his head up.
Instant flashback to Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles. I'm just like, set in the Polyoka War.
Yep.
Like, that's the first thing I can think of.
Yeah.
And then I said, what if his blanket was bigger on the inside because he used light colours?
His house should have been a caravan on the beach.
It should have been a caravan on the beach.
Yeah, just the homage.
And then we cut across like to Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
And he's like looking at people with binoculars.
Yep, perving through the window.
Like and then he's also got his gun out. He's got his little
pellet gun.
Yes. And I said, what if
Topper. So big for that time era, too. Fucking hell, I think my brother's had a pellet gun, too.
And I said, what if Topper Harley knew it was a Tuesday morning?
He puts the pellet gun down and you're cacking yourself and I'm like, oh, it's going to be something about a Tuesday, surely.
Because he shoots, it up and he does like a little shot and he shoots the campaign
yep.
thing of the mayor. The guy's going to be yeah. mayor, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and he looks like Topper Harley. He's,
yeah, he does.
I feel like he's doing the same fucking character.
Well, that's just him though.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
I said also before that scene happens with the mayor and the girl with yep. the tape. He's just, you see like a montage of him going to different windows. It's almost like play school. Let's look at the square window. And there's a neighbor, a female neighbor that sees him.
Yeah.
And then closes her curtains.
Yeah.
And I said, what if she'd called the police on him?
Exactly.
For being a peeping Tom, very 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's watching the girl before the mayor comes in.
Yeah.
And he's commentating on her alcohol choices and the food that she's eating. And I went,
yep.
What if Charlie Sheen started to commentary on cooking shows?
He would be good.
He'd be a great host for Ready, Steady, Cook.
He'd be interesting.
Yeah. It's a new avenue for you, Charlie. If you're looking for something, you know, Tiger Blood. Just do some cooking shows.
He says something about it being a papaya and then she cuts it and it's a mango.
Yeah.
And I said, what if the mango was a no-go?
Yeah. Also, nobody cuts a mango like that.
No.
That is the wrong way to cut a mango. Look, I'm not here to kink shame anybody, but there is a right way and there is a wrong way.
I'm not going to try and yuck his yum.
No, I'm not going to. But that was just, she twisted it like an avocado.
Yeah, it was weird.
So there's no way that must have been rock hard, by the way.
There is no way that would work.
Yeah, no way in heaven. No. Unless American mangoes are different to what we have in Australia.
Well, hopefully they'll all get in the bin.
Yeah. Oh, you hate mangoes.
I hate mangoes.
Yeah.
They stink.
So he runs, Jack runs over to his campaign manager, mm-hmm. and you see her working so hard and being a very studious girl for him.
Yes.
And then she comes in and he gives her the tape. Does he give her the tape? He does.
He does. I missed that part where he gave her the tape.
Yep. He gives her the tape. But I just thought, I didn't even focus on that fact, on any sort of plot points there, important ones, because I said, what if Jack's campaign manager knew about fizz-free hair products?
Yes.
Her hair took up the whole room.
There was one scene before that. I think we actually get to see the scene of them turning up at work.
Oh, yes, the whole scene of their playful banter with their co-workers.
Yeah, okay. So I said, what if this movie was renamed Revenge of the Dirts?
Yeah.
And then we get to her with the product. And I said, what if she trusted his staff?
Mm. Graphic. Way to make this podcast adult rated, Dave.
Well, he goes, I trust your staff. But what if she trusted his staff?
Well, that's the same staff, isn't it? They all share. It's a communal staff they use over there.
So here's a little thing for you. And I dropped it in here because I could have done it a bit earlier. What other combination of brothers could be in this movie? Like actual real life brothers as actors.
Oh, I was going to say Will Ferrell and
actually, that'd be interesting too.
That'd be good.
Will Ferrell and Cal Norton Jr. Yes. Whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
I forget his name all the time.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, whatever your name is.
He'll always be Cal Norton Jr. And go, just push it down.
Shake it back. Shake it back. He's the magic man.
You're just angry you didn't think of it first.
What's NASCAR going to think about this?
I think your house is haunted.
Okay, so we're just going to quote the whole of this movie. Sorry. I can't help it. It's just like started.
He is. He's classic. That's his prime position. All right, anyway. So other brothers that could play this. So it's got to be Baldwin's got to try, but it would be a different movie. I'm trying to think of actual like
Billy Baldwin and Stephen Baldwin.
I know, one of the other unpopular ones.
That is the two unpopular ones.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Alec is the...
Alec's the one everyone knows.
Yeah, Alec is
the... Billy and Steven.
So I know them by face more than by name.
And there's the cousin, Adam.
Yep. Ooh, the...
The Daddos?
No, Bill Murray.
Oh, the Murrays!
The other day, the Murray brothers.
Ooh!
They're actually quite good in this because they're very good at comedy.
That would be interesting.
Bill Murray would be great.
A bit older, but if this movie was 10 years...
Not Brian Doyle. But I reckon the other brother.
The little younger brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I reckon that'd be good.
Yeah, it's a good combination of brothers.
Trying to struggle now to think of how many other brothers. I know there's plenty of brothers in Hollywood.
The only others I know are much, much younger, and that would be like the Sliders guy and his brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the O'Connells, yep.
They'd
be good, actually. They fit the surfy role.
Yes.
Because we believe that these two bros are surfers. Oh, they're not bros in this movie.
They're not bros.
These two guys.
Don't feel like surfers
at
all.
No, they are not surfers. Sorry. They belong in fucking Wall Street. Ironic. They don't belong in
surfers. I loved you on Wall Street.
Yeah. O'Connells would be perfect because they're very surfish sort of style dudes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only other bros I know are the London ones. The one who's in...
Oh, no. No,
what's the name? Jeremy they're London terrible.
And the other, yeah, no,
yeah, Jason.
No,
they're not good.
No.
But I like the Sliders guy.
Yep.
O'Connells. That'd be interesting. I don't know any other brothers. Can you think of any other brothers? A combination.
One popped in my head and then I lost it very, very quickly. But I know there is one out there that.
There's definitely more.
Yeah, oh, there's 100%. There is more.
Anyway, let's move on.
David Arquette and Patricia.
Well, that works. Well, no. David Arquette and the one who the one who was in Maybe. Wedding Singer.
Oh.
I can't think of their name.
No. Yes. The one that plays Boy George.
Yeah, the one plays Boy George.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot that he's an Arquette.
Yeah, definitely an Arquette. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what their name is. They're passed on now as well. But it would have, at the time, they would have been young enough.
1990, they were around for sure. I didn't even know they were an Arquette.
Oh,
I forgot about
what is
them.
The name?
Do you want me to Google it?
No, it's okay. Don't worry. It's not important. We know who it is.
Yep.
It would have been a very interesting movie, especially if they'd been going through a transition at the time.
That's correct. Well, you know.
Well, especially if it's David Arquette in 1990.
This guy's mad. He so would have been. He's a surfy dude.
Yeah, he makes sense as a surfy dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if they weren't brothers, right?
Yeah.
In this period of time, two people who could play surfies mm-hmm. at this time. Like, there's so many other options.
Paul Rudd. And what's his name?
Paul Rudd, 1990. No one knew who he was.
He can do a surfy. He could be Kunu.
If he's Kunu, yes, I suppose.
When life gives you lemons, you say.
I tell you, if I ask you to put someone in a movie, your first choice is almost always Paul Rudd.
He played a surfy dude in a movie.
He did.
It's nothing to do with my raging hormones and that I want to see him on screen all the time.
How about Keanu?
And Paul Rudd. Oh, I'd be so great. Oh, you lost me now.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Just fan that off.
It'd need to rain and they'd need to take their clothes off at some point. Just be shirtless.
Look, I could understand. Because think about Keanu, right? Only like maybe a year or two earlier, he was Ted Theodore Logan.
Yes. Well, that also plays a part in upcoming autos in this movie. It makes
perfect sense.
100%. Yes, that's true.
Okay, so let's move on from that.
Let's move on so I can dry my panties. Okay. I did that one in a hair product.
So I said, what if she doesn't take the wrong tape out of the car?
Yeah.
And gives him the right tape.
Yes.
Like has the right tape because that makes a big difference because she takes the wrong tape, right? Yeah. And he goes to play the tape he thinks is the right one and it plays the music to that cop.
Yeah, from her car. It's just her car tape. Yeah,
that's right.
It's just her regular tape. While you're carrying your own regular cassette tape in your bag as opposed to keeping it in your car. A bit weird.
So he's called this policeman Dalton or whatever, right?
Yes, he's gone to the cops.
He's gone to the cops.
Yep.
Cop has come. Oh, that's right. He goes to see him, right? Yep. And he gives him the tape.
Plays it, realizes.
And it's the wrong thing, right?
Some weird music.
Then we find out Dalton's actually on the payroll of this guy.
Yes.
So what if he'd brought the right tape?
I think the mayor would know this also. That he's got, you know, cops on his side.
You'd think so, hey?
Seriously, for fuck's sake. Where they were standing at the front of the movie, it was so obvious what they were doing.
Mm.
They weren't even out to sea. They were literally like 200 meters from shore.
Yeah.
From wherever that was.
You think that the cops are, he's at least paid off some cops. Yeah. So for that one, first thing is if he doesn't have the wrong tape, he gives the tape to Dalton. Dalton probably takes the tape, destroys it, right?
Yeah.
And then tells this other guy and they work, I don't know, they get rid of him. Like they knock him off, right? Mm-hmm. So if he does that, there's no case, nothing ever gets caught and the bad guy gets away with it.
Mm-hmm.
What if he doesn't trust Dalton and just goes to the feds instead?
Mm.
And then when he contacts the feds, he has the wrong tape. Do they then go, oh, but something's going on here. Maybe we'll keep a trail on him. Because if they think there's something wrong, if he's testifying to it, like to the FBI or some shit.
Yeah, well, it happens pretty quick that they start tailing him.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like once he tells the cop tells the bad guy, right? But if he tells the feds who aren't being paid off, then they're going to say, we'll come into custody and we'll get the tape and whatever. Because they're going to want to, you know, the EPA or whatever it is, like the EPA and the FBI. Maybe they could call, I don't know, some kind of FBI agent that might be able to look after him who knows about surfing.
Mm.
Johnny Utah, maybe. Anyway.
Then they're doing their jobs. And they're talking about ex-girlfriends and stuff. And then all of a sudden, the bike cops turn up.
Oh, yes.
Eco-cops, as I like to call them. And I said, what if the bike cops were actually threatening?
Yeah.
They're just idiots.
They're not threatening at all.
No.
Well, they don't have a car. They have a car later.
Yes, it's funny. They go from bicycle route to doing cars.
I think they have a car normally, but I think they're on, like, the duty where you ride the bikes around.
Yeah.
See, it's kind of like a bit like that Mixed Nuts movie we watched, you know, where it's all kind of the boulevard thing they have the cops on the bikes because they can't drive around there.
Yeah, that's the beat that they have to pound.
Like, yeah, so they're pounding that beat.
Yeah, with a bicycle.
But they do bicycle three to two times or something, and then they're in a car.
Yes, and they're in a car of an evening. So they're doing a double shift, and they finally get their asses off seats and into car seats.
Exactly.
Not like a child. So what if they actually were threatening? They're not worried about these cops at all. They're not
threatening at all.
No. And then they're doing more of their garbage stuff, and you see them, blah, blah, blah. And I said, what if the Garbo's route was on the northern beaches? Because they just go surfing. Oh.
They would.
They have their boards aboard.
Yeah.
And they just hit the surf in the middle of the day.
You know that we, in our office, installed a surfboard rack?
Of course you did.
Makes total sense. Someone lost desk space just so they got a surfboard rack.
Does it store them horizontally?
Yeah. No, vertically.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that's a waste of space.
No, it's still a waste of space vertically, but it's less space. You okay? All right, fair enough.
That's just the way you said that. It was funny. It just tickled my fancy.
I haven't got anything until they go back to Charlie Sheen's place. So.
Yeah, that must be. That must be what I'm up to next.
So what happens is they do all the stupid stuff, and then they have the little bit where they put the shit in the thing and blow up the guys with the shit thing. So that's once again Revenge of the Dirts.
Yes.
And then they get called into.
I said, what if shit airbags were standard?
Yeah, there you go. So you've got one for that.
Yeah.
And then the captain guy or the leader guy, their boss, sort of says they're going to be from tomorrow. They're going to be have an observer.
Yes.
And then they go back to Charlie Sheen's place.
Yes.
Okay, so when they go back to his place, they're playing Trivial Pursuit. And I said, what if Oprah was on the chief of staff of Richard Nixon?
You get a Watergate.
You get a Watergate.
You get a scandal. Then they watch. He's watching through the thing, and they see the altercation go between her and her boss.
Yes.
And I said, what if you shot him in the head?
Well, yeah.
Because what if he's a terrible shot or the gun's off, the sight's off slightly?
Should have been.
And shot him in the head with a.
Yep.
Because that could have done some damage.
Could have.
To a soft spot, not an ass.
Mm.
Could have done some damage.
I suppose when you're shooting from that distance, I don't know how accurate these things are, you go for the biggest surface you can.
Yeah, you go for the torso. 100%.
What if that hit him in the back and, like, paralyzed him?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it would have made the next. Bit seen not be so painful because he wouldn't have felt it if he was paralyzed.
Yeah, so also, what if he'd taken the shot before the girl left?
Yes. Yep. Also, what if he didn't shoot him at all?
Mm.
Like, the girl's left, it's over.
Yeah.
He decides, I'm not going to shoot him.
Mm.
Does being shot with a pellet gun throw him off and he's not able to defend himself as
well? I don't think it makes a difference. I think these two guys are professional killers.
It just throws him off. He's in pain. He's been hit by something.
It does throw him off. They do come up behind him, so he can't see them.
Yeah.
Because he's busy trying to rub his ass.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, we've all been there.
Oh, yeah. I actually said, what if they continue to watch him?
Mm. Yes,
I said that too. Yeah.
What if they watched and then they witnessed the murder?
And then they get.
The next day wouldn't be so awkward and they wouldn't be doing all this.
Well, also, if they're continuing to watch him, do they call the police?
100% they would have.
Yeah, and then the police turn up, and the next day, when the body turns up, they just call the cops. They would call the cops at that point.
Yeah.
Because the cops would know about it.
Yeah.
They would have said, well, you know, we were looking across and we saw this guy get strangled.
Although, can I say, it's probably very suspicious. They're calling the cops reporting a murder.
Yeah.
And the next morning they happen to find the body.
Yeah, that's also, that probably makes it worse, doesn't it?
It does, it really does.
Especially if those cops.
So, if anything, it's very incriminating to beat that. That actually works out not in their favour, which you wouldn't actually expect, but it does.
What if the bad guys who just happen, see, they're following him? How do they know he's there? How do they, because they kill him at her house, right? So they know it's her apartment. What if they went and killed the girl too?
Yeah. What if they'd rocked up while she was still in the room?
Yeah.
It would kill them both.
But even when she leaves the room, what if they're like, where'd the girl go? Because they should know she's there. It's her apartment.
Yeah.
They fall into an apartment and just think it's his?
I think for their intellectual standard, that's normal.
Okay.
Their interest is to kill him and get him out.
Well, I mean, Aldi Jeff Goldblum is perhaps maybe not the smartest of killers. No, and the other guy.
They take a very, like, bumpy intersection.
Yes.
Ones with those dips in it that you got to be careful of.
Yep.
They fly through it. Mm-hmm. There's a massive bang.
Yeah.
And they don't even see that they're.
Oh, I've got problems with this many times in this movie.
Yeah,
Liz.
I know. They're so.
But.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got they don't lose the barrel.
Yep.
So they just get rid of the guy.
Yeah. I said, what if they crashed the car?
Yep. Because the thing is that if they don't lose the barrel, then these boys never get involved.
Yes.
Which means that this guy just continues to get away with it.
Yeah.
Because they don't care.
No.
It's nothing to do with them.
No.
Do you think that they're going to, after a couple of weeks, the observer guy, are they doing a good enough job that they'll keep their job?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That barrel falls out of the car, rolls away.
Yeah.
How does it end up on the curb upright?
I don't know. It doesn't.
It does. That's how they find
it. No, but it doesn't. Yeah. Like, when you see it roll, yeah. It hits the garbage and stops.
So someone picks it up and goes, oh, this is obviously trash. I'll put this up on the curb.
Maybe. Maybe a car was driving past
and it's a big, bright yellow barrel that looks like toxic waste.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I suppose
if this is pre-Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, is it?
I think it is. I'm pretty sure that's 90-something.
Is it the same year?
I might be looking that up.
I think it might be the same year. I think Ninja Turtles is 1990 as well.
Ooh.
It does make sense, though, what you're saying. Like, there's no reason for him to, like, for anyone to move the barrel.
Yeah.
And the barrel definitely doesn't just upright itself. It hasn't got, like, some kind of special, like, uprightingness.
And it's very neat if it puts itself on the curb with all the other rubbish bins.
Exactly.
Very, very good. Oh, not the new shit ones.
Yeah, the good one. Because you typed TMNT.
Yeah. That's what you're is that what I've done? Okay. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Come on. Mutant.
All right. Well, while you're doing that, okay. So, yeah. So, if we explore a bit further about this barrel.
Yeah.
Right. So, what happens if someone else sees the barrel rolling down the street and like calls the, I think someone's dumped waste or something, because it's not a proper garbage bin.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. It really doesn't look suspect. It does look suspect.
I don't know, maybe this is a different time in 1990, but usually when you're watching, when you're doing the garbage collection, like every area has a certain type of bin or certain types of bins.
Yeah.
And I remember in the old days they had like a certain type of bin.
Yeah.
So I found it really interesting because I think it's just the people who do the props and stuff for the movie. Some of the bins are the old pail style, you know, tin ones.
Yeah.
And some of them were like plastic bins. And some were just had garbage just like sitting on the curb, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that's how garbage was ever done.
No.
So it's just like, I don't know. It just sort of feels weird. But you'd think if you saw like a big yellow barrel.
Yeah.
That you're going to go, oh, yeah, that's probably not the best. You're still trying to find
it. I put it in there. It just keeps showing the 2014 movie. Like, it's the only one that fucking exists.
Right, type in 1990 and see if it comes up.
It's fucking weird ass. And then the fucking page glitched. I know I've spelled Mutant wrong, but just... Like, it's doing this shit.
Yeah, I think we're too far away from the thing. You know what? I probably should just use my laptop, seeing as we are recording off it.
No, it's okay.
Okay. But yeah, you think someone would maybe call the EPA and go, I think someone's dumped waste here. And then, yeah, I don't know. I just think it's a bit weird.
I hope that I'm getting messages at the same time.
No, and then, okay, so when the barrel falls out and rolls onto the side.
1990.
Yeah, it is, same year.
Okay.
So when the barrel falls out and rolls onto the side.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to feel and I wasn't very good for that whole time.
No, I appreciate that you were feeling. Everyone knew you were feeling. Even I knew you were feeling.
I think I knew that I was feeling, and that's pretty amazing.
Sorry,
for me.
My bad.
That's all right. But okay, it ends up upright. And so they wake up in the morning and they have to go around with Keith David.
Yes.
And he's basically just, you know, telling them they're driving too fast.
Yeah.
Telling them, you know, they're whatever. They don't like each other.
No.
They finally get around to the... Now, I was thinking for a while, oh, no, this is the one at front of their house, but it's not because these guys drive around a bit and then they lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So what if it wasn't garbage day?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like garbage day is every day for these guys. It should only be once a week.
Well, they're doing different areas in each day.
Oh, I suppose that's true. Yeah, they do the whole city and they do one a day. Okay.
I know, the Blacktown, there'd be nights Monday night.
What if they were driving through an area where it wasn't bid night the next day?
Yeah.
And it was just like sitting there on the curb. Just
random yellow barrel. I mean, I reckon they would have gone and had a look at it. When some dickhead doesn't know that it's not bid night, but we'll do it because we're nice.
Only if they're in that area. If they're not in that area, they wouldn't.
If they're driving to another area through that area, especially with what's his name there, I reckon they want to impress him and go, look, we're doing our duty.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they've got a watch, I see.
True, they do.
Even though at the moment they don't seem.
It's Giles.
Isn't it? Just, they don't seem to be trying to be behaving themselves.
No, Charlie Sheen is about trying to behave himself.
Yeah, Emilio.
he's the Mighty Ducks man, I swear to God.
Yeah.
He's not trying. He's definitely not trying to make anything better. Yeah.
No.
Okay, so I've got. What if they don't say anything about the body?
Mm-hmm.
Or what if they don't recognize the guy? Like, it's You know what I mean? Like, they don't.
Yeah, they don't until the guy, till the watching guy says, he looks a lot like that guy in the picture.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly.
Because otherwise, that's what panics them and that's what stops them from doing anything else. They tell him what they've done, yada, yada, yada. And even though he says to him, it's obviously he's been strangled. He takes him out of the fucking barrel and tampers with the body.
But what I mean by don't recognize him is, what if they don't recognize it's the guy they shot? Because they look across and they see him, but they never really see him that well.
No.
Like, he could be another guy. Why do they put two? How do they put one and one and four together and the square root of 12?
Yeah, they do. They do some weird math on this.
And all of a sudden they know. He does look like him, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they had that good of a sight of who he was, they would have known who he was.
Yeah.
And they would have said, oh, that's that thing. Because he knows who that. Everyone knows who this mayor candidate is.
Yeah, so you would have recognized him straight away.
You would have recognized him before he shot him.
Yeah. And but then I think it dawns on them that they shot someone who, it turns out, is the mayor.
Yeah, it's sort of.
So they killed the mayor. I think that's where the shock is so much, not so much they killed him.
Yeah, okay.
They killed the mayor, someone important, not just a regular wife beater.
What if Keith David wasn't an army man and didn't realise that this guy was, like, strangled?
Yeah.
And actually goes with his story and goes, well, you guys are in a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And says, you know, because if he's not an army man, if he's just a normal dude, then he's probably like, oh, yeah, I will call the cops.
Yeah.
Do they try and stop him from calling the cops?
Yeah. Do they kill him too?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It becomes a different movie.
He doesn't seem to care about the rules because he takes the body out of the barrel to look at it.
Hmm.
Like, that's tampering with evidence.
But my what if they don't say anything is more what if he just, like, opens it up and there's a body in there.
Just puts a lid back on.
And they just put the lid back on and leave it.
Yeah, this isn't regular rubbish and just go on.
Yeah, just leave it and just go, nothing to do with us.
Yeah, yeah.
And just leave it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what if they just left him there? What if they just put him back in and just called the police as well? I feel like that, you know, play dumb.
What if they kept him in the barrel, put him in the back, but not in the actual rubbish thing, but just took him in the back and took him somewhere else?
In the barrel.
In the barrel.
Yeah, it's a whole lot harder to transport a barrel. There's no room in that rubbish bin.
True. Very true.
It's just not that space.
And then I sort of said, they start to Weekend at Bernie's him.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. First, they do the. Sorry, they get back and they're talking at the station before the Weekend at Bernie's thing.
Yeah.
They're talking at the station and the pranksters try.
No. When they find him, they're Weekend at Bernie's him because the cops turn up straight away.
Yeah. That's right. They do that for that.
That's what I was saying. But anyway, keep going.
Yes. Because I said, what if the cop? What if the bike cops were smarter?
They're not.
No, they're definitely not. We said it before and I said it again. Then they go back to the station or their rubbish station and the two pranksters put a bomb thing in their locker.
Yes.
And it doesn't go off.
Yep.
And then when they go look at it, it goes off. And I said, what if they got pink eye?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what if the pranksters were better? So what if that bomb had gone off with, what's his name? Carl and James.
Yeah. Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
What would have happened there? You know, his name in this movie is James St. James. It's fucking stupid.
It is. His name's James St. James.
James St. James. Jesus Christ. Anyway. And then I said, what if it was Weekend at Garbo's?
Yes. No, that's good. Very good.
Yeah. That's right. And then they're watching the girl. Their plan is to watch the girl.
Yeah.
Because that's the last place they saw the mayor alive.
There's another part. I'm trying to think of where it happens. I'm just going to say it because there's a point where someone says, not so fast, to Estevez or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went, what if they just quoted the same lines from Loaded Weapon 1?
I think the line, not so fast,
was
used in like 92% of movies.
Okay, fair enough. No problem. And then I've got They Tell Cops.
Yeah.
So what if they actually tell the cops is my other one? Okay. Yeah. And then, all right, so they're going to do a stakeout.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the guy, the mayor guy, in a mask, in a Nixon mask, which is really funny from the about before.
Point Break.
And also because he asked the question about Watergate, which is Nixon, who was Nixon's chief of staff.
Yeah.
And obviously Keith David. And I said, what if the ex-counselors were presidents?
What? then he sees the girl there and he's like, we have to we have to talk to her, we have to try.
Yeah, we have to go and talk to her and figure out what's going on.
He goes, oh, you know, he says, I won't get in over his head. And I said, what if he did get in over his head?
Oh,
past
yeah.
the tip, all the way to the base.
I feel like he's going to.
Oh, yeah, he would have.
He wants to.
The bad guys didn't cock block him.
He already likes this guy.
Girl.
This girl. Sorry. I said guy.
Well, so I suppose I shouldn't assume her gender.
Well, I shouldn't assume
her
gender, but
he
I.
He does love this person.
Yeah,
he
he's already into her. Yeah. Very into her.
Yeah, he's stalking her for the past six
so
weeks.
So he decides that he's going to go over there, right?
Yes.
And so he starts going over there, and then Keith David and Emilio.
Yep.
Which because I don't know what the fucking characters' names are.
No.
They both get chairs and sit
yeah.
by the door, by the window, right,
yes.
to go watch. And
yeah.
they start looking.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, no, it's Stakeout.
It is Stakeout.
With Emilio Estevez
again. A white guy
again.
And a black guy. Yep, Stakeout. Just the typical.
It feels like Emilio Estevez, this movie feels like he's doing every other movie he's ever been in.
Look, if that's how he got his inspiration to write this movie and direct it, so be it.
Okay.
There was no mention of a children's hockey team, so I'm okay with it.
No, that's true.
After the fact.
It should have. Yeah, it's after this.
Give him some credit.
And then so he goes to the building across the road. And I said, what if he gets the wrong door?
Mm.
Because it's not that hard. It's pretty hard to work out which door is which
this
sometimes.
This is a trope that's been in other movies, and I can't tell you what those movies are.
Yeah, but they go the wrong door.
Yeah, because it's hard to trace where windows line up on the inside
that movie?
Of buildings. Yeah,
there's a movie, and there's a whole bunch of guys,
yeah.
and they keep turning up at the wrong door.
I feel like it's Friends, because that happens in Friends.
Yes,
being,
it
yeah.
is. It is in Friends.
They're
That's what I'm thinking
find,
of.
Yeah,
it's Friends.
The girl in the apartment. Yes,
the girl in the apartment in Friends.
Yeah.
Oh God, I know a Friends episode. Oh, that's so bad.
You're gonna be sick. I think I vomited in my mouth.
Luke. I just hold on. Let me just think about a Seinfeld episode.
Yep.
Okay, I'm good. Let's go.
All right. He tiptoes across the road and then he's like,
what am I doing? And then they say, what is he doing?
Yeah, it's so good.
This is very funny.
Yeah. Anyway, he gets there and he goes to walk up to a door. She's going to put the rubbish out.
Yes.
And they scare each other and he falls backwards, which works well.
Yeah.
And he asks if he could come into her apartment. I said, what if she wasn't so keen to have a complete stranger in her apartment?
Yeah, well, she asks him if he lives in the building, right?
Yes.
And he says yes. Then he gives a fake name.
Yes.
And then he gives a fake thing. He says
yeah.
he's a phrenologist as well, right?
Yes. Anyway, it sounds very suspect, and yet she still doesn't seem to be worried by it.
Yeah. So I've got some other things, but I sort of when he gets in there,
mm-hmm.
and she puts the ice on her like that, I went, what if she knows he isn't from the building because she's on like the committee or something? She
yeah,
knows
she's,
everyone in the
she's
building.
Part of Strata.
She's part of the fucking Strata committee, and she actually knows all the owners because he. Because he could be a new owner, but he says he's been living there for 5 years,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
What if she asks what unit number he's from?
Yeah, why did he do that? Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't. She's just very trusting.
What if he thinks a bit more clearly and says, oh, I was just coming to visit something, or I was delivering something,
yeah.
or, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
nothing in his hands. I can't be delivering
anything. No, but maybe he could say.
And he could say, I'll go. Why don't you go get ice from the person you're visiting? Like, there's other ways.
Why doesn't he say, I just delivered something?
Mm.
And I was walking back around, but I got lost. I didn't know where I was. I got lost, and
yep.
you startled me.
Yeah, those late night deliveries, though.
Okay, all right, fine. It's not perfect, but it's better than saying his name's Doug Peterson or
I
whatever the
like
fuck his name
is. I feel like
she's
just so easy. He's good looking, so she's going to be okay with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's true.
It's all based on his
look. Fucking Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, it is. No one's going to say no to Charlie
Emilio
Sheen.
Emilio writes the movie as if Charlie's the most attractive guy ever.
At the time, he was pretty hot.
Okay, all right.
Everybody liked him.
Whatever.
Poor Emilio. Emilio. I'd do you too, Emilio. Don't worry. Okay.
Okay. So, then there's a part. So obviously they're doing whatever they're doing. They're having their drinks and whatever. And the other guys are watching them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, like, he seems to be kind of like playing it up. Like, he's like showing them the champagne and whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
then she's kind of leaning over and he's there. And I said, what if he was like, what if Charlie Sheen was Stifler? And he just kept humping behind her.
Yes.
Because there's a part where she's like leaning over and he's standing next to her.
Or she's leaning over and putting the thing on his leg and he's just there pushing, like pretending to be pushing her head.
Exactly. Like, what if he starts stifflering this?
Oh, that would have been so good. That'd be funny. Not his character, but still quite funny. She does something where she's making a drink and she's cutting up something.
Yes.
She turns around and he's behind her and she, like I said, what if she accidentally stabbed him?
Yep.
They're trying to do the thing where he's thinking she's the killer, but
yeah, it's stupid.
It's silly, but
it doesn't
work at all.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yep. Mm.
So then he sits. Like we get the kind of fake out as if something's happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's rubbing her head.
Mm.
mm-hmm. right?
Yes, it looks like she's giving him a blowy or there's some sort of sexual act.
Something like that, right? And so he's doing the phrenology, right?
Yes, yep.
So I said, what if she knew the history of phrenology
yep.
and she realized that it was something the Nazis basically promoted
yep.
and was like, okay, this is not a real science? Because in 1990, phrenology had been debunked for about 60 years.
Yeah, but still, people 50 years? People smell incense. It was.
Oh, no, phrenology was gone. Phrenology was something that most people didn't believe in, and then the Nazis used to try and say that Jews were evil, right?
Maybe he's bringing it back.
But
like the term porch monkey, he's bringing it back.
She seems like what I'm saying is she seems like a quite intelligent sort of lady, right? She runs a campaign thing. She's sort of managerial. You think that she might actually know more than that? I mean,
she might, but you know what?
She might not.
He's good looking.
Okay, fair enough.
Negates all responsibility or thinking. She's not thinking with her head anymore. She's thinking with her.
That's right. Okay, so we also get the pizza guy turn up.
They start drinking an exorbitant amount of alcohol. He asks her before the pizza guy turns up.
And then she wants to go out with him.
Yes, before the pizza guy comes out, she asks if he wants something different. Mm. And he requests the particular type of wine that's in the fridge. And I said, what if she was more of a sub than a dom?
Doesn't everyone have a dom?
Yeah, yeah. I'm more of a sub, but thanks.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Pizza guy.
Pizza guy. I said, what if Dougie delivered the pizza?
Oh, no.
Ask for a tip.
Be good to your mother.
Instead of going, what's going on? Why do you care what's going on?
Yeah, why does he care?
Deliver your pizza.
Deliver the pizza and leave.
Get paid and move on.
Well, that's the thing. If the pizza guy just delivered and left, then he's not in the rest of this movie.
No.
So there's probably some different things.
He does help and he does hinder at the same time.
Yeah.
He does a bit of both.
There's a little bit.
Yeah.
He helps at the end. He's kind of hindering most of it.
But he hinders before because he talks about the pellet gun and he blows that cover for him.
Yes, that's true.
Which is also coming up later.
That also comes up later. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we've got the bad guy talking to his lackeys.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what if the bad guy had better lackeys? They just come up to him and go, we lost the body. What the fuck?
But we got the tape for you.
Yeah, the tape's here, so.
Why wouldn't you listen to the tape to make sure it's the right fucking tape?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's irrelevant. So, yeah, they found the tape.
Okay, we lost her, but we got the tape, boss.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got the Sarge guy who's watching the pizza guy and Emilio.
Hold on, the part where they lose them and he gives them the tape things later, isn't it?
No, that's before.
Oh, it is before. That's right, because they get back and find them again.
Yes.
Okay, so they just get the
maybe
tape.
Go to the girl's apartment.
Yes. Okay.
That's where you. And he goes, that's right. They go look. Then they call them up and say maybe go back to the girl's apartment.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah.
So they have that sort of combination. But they're having their pizza. Oh, Emilio's having the pizza, and Sarge is looking at Emilio and the pizza boy, like he's having flashbacks in Nam.
Yeah.
And I said, what if Sarge was stationed in Da Nang?
Well, what if he was on the log ride?
Yep, that's right. then the girl wants to leave the apartment and go out.
Yeah, she
wants
to go out.
Yeah, she wants to go out.
Don't know what day of the week this is. No. Although yesterday was Tuesday.
So it's obviously a Wednesday night. So not late night shopping or anything like that. So I said, what if they'd stayed in the apartment?
Mm-hmm.
They would have definitely both of them been dead for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Well, only if these dudes turned back up to do that at the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they would have turned up. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. They say they're going to leave and follow them, and I said to – and I think he says a comment like, you know, who died and made you king? I said, what if his mother did die and make him king? That's possible. I mean, it's not Lion King, but it's there. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're on the beach. The cops come. But I'm guessing this is after the bad guys catch up with them on the beach.
Yeah, the bad guys got to catch up with them on the beach. Yes. And then, so there's also
the cops pull over.
Yeah.
That's
the cops are pulling over Estevez and whatever.
That's right, yeah. They pull over Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
And then they get the cops. He gets the cops to strip down.
Yes.
And handcuffs them to one of those old.
Yes, in the position. It's like the spin thing.
I know the term for it, but we don't have them in parks anymore because too many people get hurt.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he handcuffs them in a position of, I would say, doggy style.
Yes, definitely.
And I said, what if the cops were already a couple so this wouldn't be too much of an embarrassing experience for them?
Yeah, but they're probably Perhaps, but they probably still don't want to be handcuffed because they want their hands free.
Yeah, they need to grab things.
They need to grab things. This is very inconvenient.
Maybe they're into that, you know, the whole anticipation.
Yeah, maybe. But probably not in a park.
Well, maybe they're into that as well, voyeurism, stuff like that. Okay. Look, we're not going to kink shame anyone.
Look, I don't think we should, but I feel like there's a lot of kink here.
Yeah, there is a lot of kink. It is way kinkier than what normal 90s movies have.
Yes.
Then they're on the beach doing it. Not doing it.
Whoa.
Making out.
They're making out. They're not doing it.
What if April O'Neil wasn't so easy?
She's fucking easy.
She's so April O'Neil, this chick. It's amazing.
It's the same year. If you swapped her with the woman who played April O'Neil, Ninja Turtles is a better movie.
Probably.
And this is a way worse movie.
Yeah.
You can tell what I think about the chick that plays April O'Neil.
There's a lot of curly-haired ginger girls around. You realise that?
There really was.
Because even you've got Nicole Kidman.
Yep. Well, see, this one.
And the one that actually played April O'Neil in the other subsequent Turtles movie.
Yeah, this one, she's wearing like the suit sort of thing. If they just made a yellow suit.
Yes.
That would be perfect.
Yeah, not pink. Yellow. Peach.
Not pink. Yeah, it's not the peach.
Peach was so hot in the 90s.
Everyone loved peach.
I had a Barbie that had a dress that was that colour.
Yep.
It was a very popular colour.
I didn't have a Barbie, but if I did, I'm sure she would.
I reckon your G.I. Joe would have had a dress.
I didn't have G.I. Joe either. I had He-Man. He-Man wouldn't look good in that.
He needed to wear some clothes. Him in his little bondage.
Nah, he looked pretty good. Lederhosen. I'm going to say He-Man was master of the universe. So
it's because he wore the Lederhosen way too tight.
He didn't wear Lederhosen. He just wore underpants and that was all he wore.
No, didn't it have a strap?
Oh, I did too. Yes, yeah, that's right. It did have it had the little little X mark.
I didn't have a He-Man, but I'll tell you what he wore.
Look, I was more into Transformers anyway, but
transgenders. More than meets the
eye. Well, I always like to call them trans performers.
That's right. And then we go.
There is more than meets the eye.
Then we go back to the two pranksting.
They're pranking.
Co-workers.
They're pranking her car.
Which I like to call Jay and Crazy Eye McGee.
Jay
from Jay and Silent Bob and Crazy Eye McGee over there. Mm-hmm. I said, what if they had morals? They're doing something to her car. She's got nothing to do with it.
One of them says something.
Yeah.
And the other guy's like, just a bit of fun.
Yeah, it's just a bit of fun. Just a bit of fun.
And then what if they don't blow her car up?
That's right, yeah.
And what have they done to her car?
I don't know. I would assume they've done the brakes like they did the truck.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be their
own. So if they hadn't have lit the car on fire, they would have run away from those guys, got in the car,
and
had no brakes.
And died. Yeah.
And probably kills them because they're running away.
Yes.
So they probably avoided.
They've done.
They avoided death.
Yes.
By that happening.
Yeah, save them sort of thing. Then
because she still has the tape at this point in the, she has the tape
on her
in her
handbag.
Why she got it in her handbag?
I don't know. That comes up in the moment.
Okay, sorry.
And she's carrying her handbag like she's going to a business meeting, mind you.
Yeah.
Like she's just, you know, even the girl in the Commando movie had the decency of just, you know, going. Hands free, sort of thing.
Well,
for
she
a
went
while.
Commando. So
yeah, literally.
It's fine.
What if the lackeys caught up with them on the beach mid coitus?
Yes. Yeah.
Awkward. I'm sure they'd let them finish, and then they took the dog.
So I've got a general one that comes up. When do they let the pizza boy off his thing and give him the coffee?
Probably.
Is that after this?
I think it's a bit after this because they can't find them and then they say they have a little meeting and they say we'll try the boulevard and he goes that's
around this time
it's random
isn't it?
He goes yeah we've got no leads at this point so anything is better than nothing.
I think it's around this time because these guys are still kind of they've started to run away at that point so I just wanted to say that what if someone comes looking for the pizza boy.
Yes.
No one bothers to come looking for this kid.
No, he's just MIA
because this has been like a couple of hours.
Yeah. People would be complaining where their pizzas are. And then, you know, as if the you know, but then back in the 90s, remember?
People just didn't know where people
were.
You
only have landlines too. You don't have mobile phones. So you would have just been lost forever.
True. So the bad guys turn up and interrupt their coitus action.
They make them walk away and they're walking off the beach and they're having an argument. And I said, what if the couple could just save their quarrelling until they got home?
That's right. Well, what if he didn't hold something that looked like he was trying to check the speed that they were walking
at? That was the most ridiculous looking taser I've ever seen in my life.
The guy calls it a laser.
Yes.
And then, no, a taser.
It has like a camera lens at the end, almost like it's like night vision.
Yeah, it was just something that someone made up.
Yes.
Because the prop department didn't care enough in this movie.
Obviously. And tasers probably had been around at that point, but It was the most clunkiest piece of shit I've ever seen in my life.
Good. It was meant to make fun of the fact they have tasers.
Yeah.
I wonder whether the Los Angeles police had started bringing tasers and that was part of what it was.
Maybe. It looked. It didn't look like it was standard issue.
No. I'm not saying in this movie.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is I wonder whether that was something that had been happening and that's why Amelia put it in the movie.
Or he just wrote it.
Did we say that Amelia wrote this movie?
Yes, he wrote it and directed it.
I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if we mentioned that before.
No, we mentioned it before and on the podcast, so both. Looks like he bought it from Sheen, to be honest.
That's true.
Not good. I said, what if being tased made your hand contract and he shot them?
Yeah.
Because you truly tense up.
Probably would. Yeah.
I've seen people when they get it.
Well, what if, because he actually turns away from them.
Yes.
He actually turns towards his mate.
Yeah.
What if he tases him and then he shoots his mate?
And they're free from that point, which would be good.
And they can just, I mean, they still run away.
Yeah.
But they probably run straight to the cops.
They don't have to worry about them chasing them anymore.
Then no one's chasing them anymore.
Yeah.
So they're running away.
Yes.
Down the streets and whatever, through the back alleys because the car blows up. So.
Or they're running the same direction to the cop car and in the same scenario, but they take the cop car and they flee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Instead
they're probably
of
just.
Still being.
Because they're running looking for cops, right?
Yeah.
I wrote, for some reason, I wrote, he says he knows something, and I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
No, we'll just ignore that one because I know it's in this point because it's just before the cop car bit where they get to the cop car, but I don't know what he says he knows something means.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Anyway, that's fine. I'm sure it was funny, but I have no idea what it is.
In reference to what you said before, I said, what if the tape was in the car when it exploded? Because bless you. Because that's where it would be.
Exactly.
She wouldn't be carrying this cassette tape in her. But she said, I suppose, what's her name came to look for it. She grabbed it out of her car. She left it in her bag, was waiting to see the mayor again so she could give it to him. So she kept it out of the car.
But she was trying to give it to him.
Yeah, all right, that makes sense. All right, I retract that last what if. It makes sense. Then he manages to just get in the cop car before they ram them.
Yeah, and okay, before we do that, so they're running away. They're running towards a cop. They go and find the cops, right? And the cops are whatever. They waste a lot of time making fun of the cops.
Yeah.
Then they go back to the cop car and they're trying to put their keys in it desperately, right?
Yeah.
Now, they can hear the other car coming for them.
Mm-hmm.
What if they hide behind the cop car, let them go past, and then casually get into the cop car?
What if they tried to get in from the passenger side?
Yeah.
And hid from the car as it went past?
Yeah. But this thing is that they stand there, they can hear them coming, and they're like desperate.
I would have tried to hit behind it and open the door from the other side.
Yeah. Like whichever way they do it, just because then what they do is they hide.
Yeah.
These guys drive past not knowing where they are. They get in the cop car and they just casually drive to the police station.
Yeah.
Because they don't know they're in a cop car.
No.
These guys will see cops and drive away from them. They don't want to be near the cops.
No, that's true.
So they're not going
to. They wouldn't have stopped to investigate. They would have just moved on.
But they would keep driving past the cop car and like, oh.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
So if they just hid behind it, what also if they were in the park for longer?
Yeah.
Because they're talking to the cops. They can't see them from the road. You can't see them whatever.
No.
If they just drove past that whole area,
then
walked back casually and they go to put thing and the guys are not chasing them anymore, then they get away. Like the only reason why they catch them is because of the fact that they're there exactly at the right time.
Correct.
So any other way, they get away from these guys. Yeah.
He gets in the car, they both get in the car, and then his instinct is to ram into them.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he did.
What if you just...
Drove away.
What if they just fled the rather than crashed? I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know. And then,
as if they didn't both go through the windscreen, none of them were wearing seatbelts at this point.
And then the bad guy is just there. Why is he there?
Yeah, time has passed. The other two have gotten out of the car. They're okay.
Is that what it is? Time has passed.
Yeah, okay. I reckon time has passed.
Okay, fair enough.
They've called them, and they've been knocked out because they just had a head-on collision with no seatbelt, no airbags, and then. They've come to, and then they're taking them away. I don't know what the fuck that he was thinking of ramming into. It was the most stupid thing.
No fucking idea.
Yep. Then we get shot through to Tweedledee and Tweedledum cutting the brakes of their rubbish truck.
Yep, that happens.
Thinking it'll be a hilarious thing for them to discover tomorrow when they're at work.
Yes.
In the city, around people's property.
Yeah, that's pretty clever.
People, other traffic. I mean, it all just makes sense.
Yeah.
It screams comedy. Garmedy. And then...
We cut across and they're in the factory?
Yes.
Okay.
They've been caught and they're going to put them in a barrel.
Yeah.
King Kong
was
frothing at the mouth.
What's
Donkey
that?
Kong. Donkey Kong, not King Kong.
Oh.
Wrong monkey.
Because the guy who's the bad guy, the big bad guy whatever the hell his name is.
The Wiener.
Yeah, the Wiener bad guy. He's the most expressive bad guy. He's comical.
Yeah, he's very new age guy. He's very snag.
He's very... He sounds like Phil Hartman. Phil Hartman was a... This guy looks like he's a drug dealer from an 80s bad guy, right?
He's a snag. He's a snag. He's a sensitive new age bad guy.
Which I find really interesting because this movie hits all the points of a movie where someone is the... He's like the drug dealing boss bad guy, right?
Yes, yeah.
Like the mafia, whatever.
Yeah.
But he's dumping toxic waste, or he's dumping waste either way, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It just, this movie feels like it's like the 90s have arrived and now we're all about environmentalism.
Yes.
Like that, it's so weird.
Yeah, it's on that vein.
It's so on that vein. Like it should be drugs, but it's not. It's barrels of whatever it is.
Yeah.
So there's a point where, so they've got the, they've got Charlie Sheen and they've got the girl and they're going to push them into the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might have something for that.
Yes. And I said, what if, because I made you watch this again because you were looking down. I said, what if they couldn't close the lid of her barrel because of her hair?
Oh, man.
There's a lot of hair there.
That is so good.
I thought that'd be funny if they couldn't close it and be like, fuck, what do we do?
So
cut it off.
So what happens is the truck crashes through, like the Estevez's is coming in into the factory or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they crash into and they basically crash into the wall because they have no brakes, right? Mm-hmm. And then the bad guy yells out, "Move your ass!" And I went, "What if they move their ass? What if they just started to shake their rumps?"
Yes, they just start grinding, sexy.
So he then starts to talk about you then start to sort of see the bad guys. Putting barrels on things like his workers.
Yep.
And I said, what if his workers blackmailed him?
Because
He is very, like, I know obviously he's the big crime boss guy.
Yeah.
But seriously, there's a lot of dudes
they must working be paid on this. Quite well, though.
Yeah, but he actually starts yelling at, that's what he yells at them, move your ass. Because
mm-hmm.
he actually starts, like, getting all upset with them or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what if they just took that as, like, you better treat us much nicer or we're going to fucking expose you.
Oh, maybe they're just so afraid of him because he's such a bad guy.
Maybe.
It's like, keep firing, assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so they, the two henchmen dudes,
yep.
they basically get covered with rubbish.
Yes.
And that somehow incapacitates them for the rest of the movie.
They're out.
They're out. That's it.
Yeah.
They don't come back.
No, they're not coming back.
I got to tell you, if I had some rubbish fall on me, I'm pretty sure I would just get back up.
Depends on that, what kind of rubbish you're talking.
Mm.
You know, if it's medical waste, that's gonna incapacitate you for a bit.
Perhaps, but
a little bit. But
just looked like general recycling, not general unrecycling, actually.
The Weekend at Bernie's crew getting the garbage truck.
Yep.
To break into the factory or
So I've jumped ahead of you, but go back. Yeah,
that's okay. That's all right. You do that all the time. And then they obviously can't break, so they spill in, they crash into the barrels. And I said, what if the spill into the crashing barrels was filled with the secret of the ooze? And then all of a sudden they started to mutate.
Yep. Yep.
We'd have a Bebop and Rocksteady sort of
Yeah, we're
going to
hit the same points at different points here, but yeah, go.
And then you see a scene where they're in the factory then, and then you see the forklift drivers driving around.
Yep.
We see Emilio duck under one truck and then run away from another.
I've got that one. Yep.
Yep.
So I've got, what if the workers in the forklift stop because there's a random person in front of them?
Well, they can't see because they've got the barrels in
front. No, you can see.
You reckon?
Yeah, that's why they're made the way they're made, right? They're made so that when you have something in the actual thing, you're higher than it. He could see. And especially the second guy, when he gets back up and he starts
running in front of the
forklift. In front of the forklift, he would fucking see him.
Yeah. Although, I don't know. They seem to have zero care, these drivers, because I said, what if... you drove careful considering you were carrying toxic waste.
No, they don't care. And then he drops a barrel.
I'll get that later. Yeah, it doesn't even check it. Obviously, it's popped open.
I almost feel like the guys working in the factory don't know it's toxic waste.
It's got labels on them.
I know that, but you know what I mean? They act as if they don't know.
They don't get it. It's got hostages in it.
No, they don't know that
part.
But
they don't seem to care that, you know, they just drop it off and don't worry about it. Because these things obviously would leak. 100%.
What if the worker in the forklift stops?
Yeah. Notices the girl in there.
Mm.
Does he take her to the boss? Does he continue?
Who knows?
Mm.
Who knows? But
how
what
bad
if he
are
stops?
These guys there? We don't know how much of them they know. They know that they're doing the wrong thing and they dump it.
Mm.
And they shouldn't. They know. They got to know that.
So then the brothers, Kebabic, they decide to jump on the back of a truck.
Yeah, they do. And the gate's open.
And the gate hinge breaks, right?
Yeah.
And so they start, like, sliding outwards and swinging backwards.
Yeah, they interswing.
This song. Thank you. You said swing, so I said song.
Salt
and this swing happens multiple times, right?
Yes.
And I said, what if one of these five drivers sees a weird gate?
Outside their side mirror. Yep.
Like I said to you earlier, no one... It's like everyone's got blinkers on.
Yeah, they've all got blinders on. No one fucking cares.
Yeah. What if one of them sees it stops?
It's dark. They're not looking.
You can see them very clearly.
Oh, I know that you can. And objects in mirrors may appear closer.
They would appear a lot closer.
Yeah, so, you know, it'd be like Emilio would be, like, right beside his cab.
Going, be like,
I saw the Mighty Ducks, man. I swear to God.
That's right.
Yeah. I said, what if, I think it's Carl. What if Carl... Or James. Maybe James. What if
Which
James?
One? Just do Charlie Emilio. Or Emilio.
Emilio let go of the gun strap. He's still holding onto it. It's caught.
Yeah.
Just let go of it.
Just let go of it, bro.
It's secure in the truck. You'll get it when you hang off.
Also,
and push off.
There's so many different ways that they could have got back in there. What if they grabbed each other's arms when they were both
held it together? Be the new hinge.
And they grab it together and one of them, like, they basically walk up over the top together and they get into the barrels.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
No, I know.
It's so dumb.
I know.
So they get there. They get to the dumping site.
Yep.
And
they hop off the truck.
And there's a bunch of truck tires to hide behind.
And I said, what if there wasn't a convenient pile of trash to hide?
If they had nowhere to hide behind the truck tires.
It's so conveniently placed.
And
perfectly shaped for them to hide in.
Exactly.
It's great.
It's almost like, hey guys, build some truck tires over there.
Yep.
We may need them someday.
Yep. Now, I thought this was funny because normally David and I will just say, don't say anything to each other. We write it all down.
Yes.
But we couldn't help but talk to each other at this scene.
Yes.
Because they go, they're gonna do something about it because they're outnumbered.
Mm-hmm.
So Emilio has the gun and then Charlie picks up the baseball bat, turns into a wild thing.
Yes.
Yep. And then he hits him with the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden I see them get another guy and use him as a hostage. And I said to David, surely, what if they took two guys down?
Yep. And put the suits on.
Yes.
What if they took the suits?
And wore them as a disguise.
Exactly.
I thought that's what, and I said, and I thought they were going to use barrels. It as disguising. And David goes, that's what I thought. And I'm just
exactly
like,
what I wrote.
We don't usually talk to each other, but I was just like, what the fuck, man? Like, I thought that was quite.
It's so dumb.
Yep. Quite
simple. So,
I said, what if the renter cops didn't arrive?
Yes, I know. I know. It's
I get
stupid.
That they're still silly people, but seriously, they couldn't drive properly. They drove into another conveniently placed. All these just random tires, just
yeah, I know. Tires are everywhere.
Yeah,
in this place.
Repairs. There's a lot to answer for. Apologies to Tom Jane.
I think there is a Tom Jane. You know,
yeah,
there's
I'm sure
a guy
there
called
is.
Thomas
yeah,
Jane.
Yeah, I think it's his son.
No, sure I think he's ads. An actor. I'm pretty sure there's a guy called
oh,
Thomas Jane.
I thought
Jane.
It was the guy in the ads. It's his son.
Oh, probably could be him too.
Anyway, if the renter cops didn't arrive, I reckon they would have been able to keep that facade, but I don't know what they were going to do with it.
No.
Holding one of the lackeys as hostage, I don't think they would have cared, especially the boss. He'd be like, shoot him, I don't care.
Also, what if the boss didn't turn up to this event?
Yes.
He doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, he doesn't need to supervise this.
He's not supposed to. Like, what if he doesn't have to supervise everything
he
does?
Yeah, what if he wasn't such a hands-on boss? You know,
I know.
Don't you trust your employees?
He doesn't. Because he keeps telling them to move your ass.
Well, after his lackeys lost the body
yeah.
and didn't know to go investigate, like, at the girl's house, I don't blame him, to be honest.
But, I mean,
if you
I
want
think,
something done, you've got to do it yourself sometimes.
I think those two lackeys were just trying to get used to not having to kill dogs, like chase dogs down and kill them.
he wants us to whack a dog.
Wants to whack a dog.
Oh, like a whack-a-mole.
Anyway.
Yep.
So there's a point where they're shooting, and there's like
yeah,
a gunfight
like
or
big
something.
Thing, yeah, and he's checking the barrels. Charlie's checking all the barrels.
So Charlie's checking the barrels. Before we get to Charlie checking the barrels, because there's a part where I do that, but there's a part where they're shooting, and I think Emilio comes over, and he says, I know what you're thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I thought of was the part in the very start of Lead Weapon 1 where he goes, I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 173 or 174?
Where do you get off seeing that?
No, not that part. But
no, I know that.
Anyway, so Charlie checks the barrels.
He's yelling out for Susan to call out, and I said,
yes.
What if Susan can't call out because she's suffocated by her own hair?
I said, like, what if when he opened the barrel that she said, I found the secret of the ooze?
She pops out going, I love being a turtle.
Yeah, well, she came out looking like a turtle because the ooze turned her into one.
Oh, we never find out what the ooze does to a human person.
No, Udo, he becomes Super Shredder.
Oh, is that what it is? That's right. Mm. That's right.
He just gets super big.
That's right. He just takes a lot of
hormones. It's like a growth hormone, yeah. Is what it is.
Yes.
That's the 1990s version.
Well, but the thing is, right, the turtles and all, like even Bebop and Rocksteady,
yeah.
They take the ooze and it turns them into intelligent.
Yeah, it makes them more intelligent.
Upright walking things.
Yes, it does make them more intelligent, doesn't it?
So I was just trying to figure out what it's supposed to do to a human, because we're already walking upright and we're already, some of us, intelligent.
Well, I mean, some of us make movies like this, so.
Yeah. Oh, poor Emilio. It's Mighty Ducks, man, I swear to God.
I swear to God this is a bad movie.
Yeah, I only have one more.
Oh, really? Okay, I've got some more. They run back to the police car.
Yeah.
And I went, what if the car just starts like a normal car would start all the time? Nothing was wrong with this car.
Yeah.
There was no reason for it not to start.
No.
It was just a car.
Yep.
So what if it just starts and they drive away?
Maybe the person that had it before put the kill switch on. Remember in the 90s?
Oh, God, like the kill switch.
Maybe there was a club lock on it. Who knows?
And then I said, what if the bad guy doesn't get stuck when because he gets in that tractor thing and drives over the car.
Yep.
That's why they have to jump back out.
Yeah.
And he gets stuck. And I went, what if he doesn't get stuck? Does it turn into a Scooby-Doo chasing sort of thing? Wow. Where they're going in and out of doors and this guy's driving through behind them?
That'd be really good.
And so they catch the bad guy.
Yep.
And they throw him. They don't sort of catch him. This is the weirdest thing, right?
She pops out of a fridge in the ground.
She pops out. Okay. So it's almost like they've planned it out.
Yeah, it's almost Home Alone.
Yeah, it's very Home Alone-ish.
He steps in capture. So he walks past her in the fridge. And she sprays him with spray cans.
And then she disappears.
What if they were empty? Yeah, she pops back down and just stays there.
She just stays there.
He's walking through.
Yeah.
And then.
And he gets in the he gets in the limo.
Yes, the pizza guy opens at him like he's the Carnival King.
Yes.
Puts him in the car. He freaks out because the dead body is in there.
Yep.
I think he would have freaked out that much.
So he wouldn't have freaked out.
They really downplayed the bad guy-ness in him.
Yeah.
Then they force him to go out the other door because Charlie and Emilio are blocking the exit.
Yep.
And then as he runs off, he shoots him in the butt again with a pellet gun.
Yep.
To which knocks him over. I don't know why that would happen.
No.
And he falls down the chute.
He falls face first.
That strategically planned chute metal pipe that I said when I first saw it was like, ooh, a slide.
Yeah. But they weren't using it to push the barrels down. They were rolling the barrels down the sides.
Yes.
So the slide was there for no reason, right?
Other than for this scene.
It felt like this bad guy was maybe one of the bad guys from Captain Planet. He felt very much like the Captain Planet bad guys.
He's Gully-ish, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So, okay, when they get to the point with the slide.
Yep.
So I said, oh, great, the new slide at Wet n' Wild.
It's the minute work toxic waste. Oh, God, stop singing that song. What's your
last one?
My last one is that as they sit there and he's just in the water, I don't know why this makes him all of a sudden trapped. Can he not climb up the side of the
thing? Yeah, I know. But, okay, can I just point out the fact that a lot of the other workers have been pushed into this stuff as well, and they have now all disappeared.
Yes, they've melted. And melting in all the toxic waste.
Okay.
So I just now he just seems to be trapped in the water and then that's it. They're done. And I said and they both do a nice big whoa. And I'm like, what if Bill and Ted sued Carl and James? Dude, that's our bit. Fuck off.
The whoa. Oh my God, the whoa.
I'm like, oh please. You can't be surfers no matter how many you try. You are not surfers.
That's so good.
The Wall Street men are surfers. Nah, that's not true. No woe, just nah.
Just no.
Just nah. Nah.
Just no.
Nah. So that was Men at Work.
It was. That is definitely the first time I've seen Men at Work.
Yeah, there you go. I broke your cherry. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, your turn.
Okay, so this next one is going to be out at the start of February.
Okay.
And we talked about, because you're going to do the Valentine's Day, so I decided that I would also do some sort of romantic movie.
Yep.
But maybe something is a little bit offbeat romantically, right? Yep. Cool. So I tried to look for offbeat romances.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really appealed to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, stuff it. I'm gonna go with something that's more of a, it's about brothers. About two brothers with a dream. And there is some romance in it for them. But there's more parts where they're hurting each other. and they don't want to hurt each other anymore. So we're going to do
that's where you're
going. Night at the Roxbury, because then we can talk about Emilio, the Mighty Ducks guy.
I swear to God. All those references that we keep saying will make sense now that you watch Night at the Roxbury.
Guys, if you have not seen Night at the Roxbury, take it from me that it is very much worth watching.
It's so good.
Will Ferrell, Chris Kattan.
Yep. Yep.
It's from a Saturday Night Live sketch in which I think Jim Carrey used to be in it with them too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he was the third.
I think there was the third one. I think sometimes he was in it, sometimes not. I'm not sure because we don't actually get Saturday Night Live in Australia.
No, and it's so hard to get that show here. What the fuck?
Yeah, man? It's almost impossible to get.
It's really ridiculous. Like we don't deserve comedy.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. It's true. But we watched an episode of it from 2010 or something.
Yeah.
Wasn't good.
No. Look, it's a lot of political satire that might go amiss.
It doesn't make sense to us, especially it being so long ago, too.
A lot of their skits I would appreciate. I would just like the choice. Give me the choice.
Yeah, give us the choice.
We have to look it up on YouTube. Like, it's not, it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
There are not, it's not anywhere.
We have streaming services and none of them have it.
No.
As far as I can tell,
no, unless we're searching the wrong thing.
I don't know. But maybe anyway, we should search
something. So, Night of the Roxbury
last week. Night of the Roxbury, which I think might be from 1999 or 2000?
I don't know if that was much earlier than that, but we'll see.
I don't know.
We'll find out.
We will find out.
You'll have to tune in next week.
And you'll find out what you're not interested in. Or you can just Google it. I don't care which way
you go. You can join in with us because that's fun.
That's right. So, yeah, I very, very much enjoyed our movie choice. Thank you. I think everyone's going to enjoy this one.
Yep.
And we will.
And just appeal to the public that we have a Twitter poll that's on our script.
Oh, it's finished.
It's down.
I'll have to do it again.
Oh, because it's.
Because what happened was, guys,
it was a 50-50 split.
I did a Twitter poll and we got two votes, one for and one against.
So, yeah.
So, we still have no answer.
Maybe
so, what I'm going to do.
I'm just going to let you have it.
No,
maybe
no, no.
I'll be kind.
What we're going to do is from today, this the day of recording, which is the 20 something of.
Don't give away the wherever secret. It was. I'll
okay.
Be
so, from today, right up until the end of April, I'm going to put it for as long a poll as I can possibly put it.
Yeah.
And I'm pleased. I know there is more than two people who listen.
Apologies to the two people that voted, but you basically cancelled each other out.
Yeah, vote again. And I don't know who you are.
No.
But I'm very, very pleased that you voted. Yeah. But and I know a lot, not everyone's on Twitter, but if you are, get out there and do it. And if you're not on Twitter, like we said, we have an email.
Yes.
Not hypothetic.
No, that's yours.
That's my rugby league one. We have one. It's called scripticalpod@gmail.com. Jesus, I'm really bad today. Sorry, guys.
Oh, he thinks he owns the joint.
I feel... No, okay. Because I did that for the other one. Anyway, it is scriptical. You know what it's called because you're looking at it. Pod.
P-O-D.
At gmail.com.
Yep.
Send us an email and just say yes or no to whether you think we can do a movie that involves time travel for my birthday.
Yep. Look.
It definitely involves time travel. I can't get around it.
Yes, but I just need some help. I just want some help.
I don't think
you matter.
The time travel occurs. No one goes back to change anything.
Mm-hmm.
There's none of that.
Mm-hmm.
It just talks about time travel.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's not Terminator where someone comes back from the future or shit like that.
No.
It's none of that shit. So it still involves time travel, but I think we can do it without causing problems.
Shit. Yeah. All right.
None of that shit.
All right.
Anyway, we should get going.
Thank you for listening, and we'll be in your ear holes next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.